com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I still love the inner Billa there. Okay, Brad Steiger, so you sat down this skeptic, kind of wondering, as you suggested, maybe he was selected by your friend because he was a skeptic and deserved to learn something new.
Well, quite possibly, because all day long he was, giving me the needle about, you really believe this, sir. I mean, okay, it's a spooky house, so what? This was really a remarkable haunting because it was almost on demand that a particular time of night, a ghostly figure would, first it'd be just swirling lights, and then it would form the shape of a man. A man would walk. This had been a very wealthy estate. He would walk from the stables to the house. Now, when the two daughters are still living, they were taken to a retirement center because they could no longer take care of themselves. But the police would hear and watch this go, our friend policeman who would see this again and again, and then he would hear the ladies, oh, daddy, it's so good to see you. Are you coming for dinner? And so forth, night after night. So on this particular night, when he could not make it, when he was the eye and the spy, the skeptic is with me, who's been needling me all day. And then as we're sitting there in my station wagon, waiting for the phenomena to begin, he sees first, what he thinks are a lot of fireflies. He says, what are they swirling around? Then he sees that it's forming the shape of a man, and the man is walking toward us. And he says, do you see that? And I couldn't resist. I said, I don't see anything. What do you mean? Well, he started to reach finally for his police special. And that's when I said, okay, I see it too. That's what we're talking about. That's why we're here. That's what we're investigating. So don't shoot it. But I got up again. Another impulse I couldn't resist is I put my hand into the ghost. I didn't know if I'd be zapped to another dimension. But it was kind of like putting your hand, when dry ice is releasing its chill, and then watched it continue to walk and go into the house. It was in a university town, and I think practically every professor on the staff went there after we had released the research to observe it, and it was seen by that many people. Now, unfortunately, it was torn down for the proverbial parking lot as the city expanded. But there again, the fear he had when he couldn't deal with it was replicated a year later when on Halloween I went down to observe it with a number of kind of a policeman's ball. And a number of the policemen who had seen it were discussing it. And again, some skeptics said that they did not believe it. And we said, well, the house had not yet been torn down. Go out and see for yourselves. And they laughed and laughed. And they came back, honest to God, they came back in an hour and a half, just white. And they fired at it and just burned rubber getting out of there. They were so frightened. So I think the true skeptic is the one that, can suffer very unpleasant reactions and responses when he, she encounters something that he or she simply believed could not be.
Well, that kind of leads me to an interesting question by Ufology, one of our posters at forum.theparacast.com. And Randall asks, having read a number of your books and listened to interviews with you on the radio, I'm amazed at how many paranormal experiences you claim to have had. People like amateur astronomers will watch the sky for years and never see anything unusual, so it's not simply a matter of getting out and looking. Do you feel that there is any reason other than pure luck why you seem to have beaten the odds when it comes to the number of experiences that you have personally had and other people, too, including myself, have had?
Well, yeah, I think I answered that a little bit at the beginning, but I'll answer it again. Only recently have Sherry and I just suddenly, you know, the light bulb went off over our head and said, you know, we've never wanted to feel special. We've never wanted to feel, you know, that we have great powers or so forth. And we don't feel that way now. But there must have been something in us, whether it's genetic or whatever, that predisposed us to this reality. Because, again, looking back, you know, I grew up in this house seeing the figures moving about. Then the activating incident for me really came when I was five, when I saw what I would call, in my culture, Scandinavian, a Nissa, which would be
right,
like
looking in the window at you.
Looking in the window. Exactly. I've told you the story, Gene. And that was probably the activating incident for me. And I have maintained a contact with entity who continues to do little mischievous things, but never cruel, never mean. But I think it's just always led me on because I want to see him again as clearly as I saw him that night. So there seems to be an activating incident.
Like a trigger.
The same thing occurred to Sherry when she was very, very young.
Same thing occurred to me.
Yeah. Okay. And that's why we are predisposed. Again, I never looked at, I don't believe in luck. I believe that, you know, that we may create our own reality and destiny in that regard. But certainly, with the ghost hunting and so forth, and I hate that term, but ghost investigation, always, you know, the manifestations and so forth. There were a couple times, and Gene, you know the story of when I went in the house where the several murders had taken place and challenged the entity and it knocked the door, blew the door right off the hinges and lifted all of us in the air. That I revised my attitude that they're all nice, fuzzy psychic residue. I had explained to my satisfaction that hauntings were simply psychic residue impressed in an environment and then it'd be activated by people of the proper psychic affinity. But certainly, I suppose it, you know, some of us are born this way. Some of us are born with it. And as I said, I resisted ever writing about this. My first books, you won't find a single comment about. But about the time when Divine Fire, Revelation of Divine Fire, when the entity appeared and gave me the entire contents of the book, yeah, by that time I'd begun to accept that maybe I had friends on the other dimension.
Let me ask you a fast question here, and we'll have to continue with the answer with our next segment. And that is, is this something you could learn? Is this an ability we all have but remains dormant because we don't have a triggering mechanism? Is the triggering mechanism external?
Excellent question.
We're
going to answer on the other side.
Why don't you just start it here for about a minute or a minute and a half, and then we'll pick up on it. Go ahead, please.
I think it can be taught to a degree. The same way I taught creative writing for years, and I said, you know, I admitted that this was, in many ways, you know, a scam because you can't really teach creativity, but you can teach people how to write better. You can teach people how to punctuate and so forth. But creativity, I think, you know, I think it's something innate. I think it's something that, you know, whether it's just the way the genes form or the brain comes together or experiences in the womb or whatever. But again, it seems to be genetic. It seems to be because as I've more open-mindedly look at the members of my family and my predecessors in the family line, I see, and now having contact with cousins that I have never, ever met, and finding that they've been reading my books because, and now identifying themselves as the daughter of a cousin or a granddaughter of a cousin, they have the same. They go out, you know, to graveyards. They have mystical experiences, you know. So it does seem to be something that is maybe genetic.
I have to ask you more about that because of my personal encounters or non-encounters. Brad Steiger joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Here we go with Brad Steiger. The book is Real Encounters, Different Dimensions, and Otherworldly Beings, co-authored with Sherry Hansen Steiger. And in our previous segment, you were mentioning that a lot of the people who have these abilities, these extrasensory capabilities, it may be genetic. Now, over the years, I've been interested in this subject extensively. But if I go to my immediate family, well, my son is kind of sort of interested from time to time. But none of the other immediate relatives have any interest whatever. I mean, my late brother didn't admit to anything, although I got interested in UFOs because he left a book by Major Donald Kehoe on his coffee table, but he never indicated to me he was interested. Cousins, no. I have one cousin who didn't like me, and I learned years later why. It's because I was interested in UFOs. My father, my mother, nobody. Strange. Or maybe they didn't admit it. Maybe that's the problem.
Right, right. Yeah, I think an interesting thing, I was reflecting on this. Growing up in World War II and having uncles overseas, and in those days, you know, you didn't hear from your loved ones for months. You had no idea where they were. And that's when I saw, and, you know, I don't know why I didn't relive this earlier, but I do remember my mother, my grandmother, and my aunts working the table, you know, wrapping the table to try to find out where my uncle was, and my uncle was safe. And I guess, now my mother, she, well, maybe she was a medium, but certainly not declared, but she had appearances, she had the visions. I just, you know, like some of these things, they don't connect until later when you look, but she would receive advice from the lady and telling Dad, you know, that a storm might be coming, so he'd better finish the planting, or information that she... And this is passed on to I guess, the family. I found out that my nephew, who I did not think, because he's received, you know, quite a high, which to protect his anonymity, I won't identify him, but very high political status in the country, admitted that the lady appeared to him. So it seems that, and looking on, now, going back, when I think of the family and the stories that I've heard, and that's why I say when we were having the seminars, I think these, an apprehension of this can be taught, a sensitivity toward this can be taught, and certainly a person, I think, can become a more complete individual by using meditation and other means of evaluating and exploring and expanding. So all of these practices, I think certain of them can be learned, a receptivity to this creativity, because I choose to call it, you know, the paranormal, but it's also para-creativity. I think a receptivity, an openness, and a certain attitude can only enrich people by having an attitude of openness, but not credulity. Credulity is the enemy. And an over-imagination, imaginativeness, can be the enemy. You really do have to be grounded. You have to, in other words, we have too much of now, after the football game, let's go work the Ouija board. Or, hey, the old Gunderson place is said to be haunted and no one lives there anymore. Let's go through the house. We have too much of that, that it's a game. And again, I don't want to be critical of some of the shows on TV, but they indicate that the paranormal is really more entertainment than something serious that must be studied with an attitude almost of devotion. You need almost to be devout when you approach such a matter as making contact, or thinking you can make contact, or believing you can make contact. That has to be with an attitude of both openness and devotion and seriousness. It's not entertainment.
Yes, but the TV networks are looking for ratings. News is now entertainment. One day they awakened and realized that you can make profits from news, and therefore they will take the news and present it in a way that's entertaining, and sometimes facts are secondary.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. It's been astonishing, you know, for some of us old guys to see this. But again, I think the time in which one begins to But let me make this, I think, a very important point. It can't be forced. After when the book, the Sixth Sense came out, and the little boy, I see dead people, I had a disturbingly number of wives, I mean mothers and mothers and wives, but mothers I meant to say, write to me and ask how they could help their children see dead people. And my answer was always the same. For God's sake, don't. If your child has mediumistic abilities and you are objective enough to totally appraise them, then give him support. Give him or her support, comfort, love. But don't encourage your children to see dead people, because they can, which I did not put into the emails.
And it's not very much fun to be confronted with that either. I gather, obviously, the kid in the Sixth Sense was not having a regular old time seeing those dead people.
But they thought it was cool. They thought it was cool. And some would write back very angry letters, you know, to me. Well, then I'll just go to someone else who will teach me that. You know, they really wanted that. They thought that would be neat if their 5-6-year-old was seeing dead people. Again, the imagination can come in. But you know, there you talk about opening doorways. You just don't do that to your child. You don't do that to your child.
The reverse. If the child is seeing something, and we're getting near the end of the segment, if the child is seeing something that's frightening like that, is there a way to desensitize that child?
Yeah. Again, it can be made into, you can't make light of it, you can't mock it. You have to deal with it in a very straightforward way and direct that creative impulse to another area of painting or acting or singing, not working violent TV games. That's not the way to release it. But they create, because all this is creativity. All this is the creative aspect of humanity. And so the creativity should be diverted in other ways.
Oh, well. A lot to divert, a lot to move on with. Brett Steiger and Sherry Hansen Steiger wrote Real Encounters, Different Dimensions, and Otherworldly Beings. With Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Exploring the unknown, unknown beings, unknown places. I guess the critical question always comes into play, Brad Steiger. How do we know when people are just maybe faking it?
And that happens all the time. Now, after 50 years of this, I don't lay down a challenge saying you can't fool me, but, Gene, you know, at this point we've heard it all, haven't we? But maybe we haven't. Maybe someone will come up with a new one. But I like to think that, in an exchange, we get some incredibly, I mean, after this book has come out, I mean, we just have really remarkable. And the thing, these are very intelligent people. And they're dealing with things, you know, that have been told all their lives that they can't see, they can't be. And now they say, you know, inexplicably but incredibly, I am seeing these things. I'm having these feelings. I'm having this. And again, someone will write, as they do, saying, I have the most astonishing vision that no one has ever had in the history of the world. But I'm willing to share it with you. Now, come on. Again, as politely as I can, I say, you know, after being in really absorbing all of my life, maybe all 77 years, but professionally for at least 60 years, I doubt if you have a vision that I would declare the world had never heard. Or they have a ghost picture that if this is revealed, it will prove for all time that the afterlife exists. And of course, we try to answer as politely as possible that the afterlife does not hinge upon a photograph. The afterlife is a matter of faith. It's a matter of opportunity. It's a matter of vision. and for some experience, but for most faith, and a photograph one way or the other, and especially today. I mean, come on, back in the 50s and 60s, Gene, when we got those UFO pictures, I mean, we said, ah, come on, you just pasted it on the window and took a picture of it, or you threw a hubcap in the air. But now with the photography and digital photography, I mean, I'm sorry, but photography does not give us our proof. It may demonstrate the talent of the individual, but it doesn't give proof. So all of these people are offering proof. I mean, it may truly be something that is proof for themselves, but to declare, you know, that they have the answers, as I've said so long, someone who claims he or she has the answers, I don't want to sit beside on a long bus ride.
Well, there's so much of that. Is it because of wishful thinking? We have this mystery or many mysteries we cannot understand. So somebody comes in there and hopes they've solved it, or maybe believes they've solved it, or maybe takes advantage of people who want a solution.
Right. But at best you can say, for some people who you feel are sincere, then you can say, well, God bless you, you've solved it for yourself. You proved it to yourself, and that's very important. That's very important to you. But to try to say that it may not have special meaning to others, this is your own special proof.
So because of its being individual proof, you can't have a couple of scientists come in the door and say, okay, let's get our instruments out. Can you measure it? Is any of this stuff measurable at all?
Well, people declare it is, and I think one day we'll measure it. We're getting into quantum mechanics, whatever that means. I hear so many definitions. We subscribe to a number of scientific publications. Some we cherish a little more than others. Some are very open. We also subscribe to some that are very closed to this field because I think it's good. You know, you need to hear what the skeptics, the doubters are saying. I think that's all valuable. And again, you see this constant. And that's, if I go back again to the other, you know, the other, that seems to me to be the impulse, the spirit of humanity, that whether it comes from outer space, whether it comes from within, whether it comes from our higher self, I think there is a direction. I think there is a purpose. And that's, I realize that can be a belief. It's one that Sherry shares, of course, or we couldn't be living together, let alone writing books together. But again, one thing, when I had my near-death experience at age 11. You know, I come from an evangelistic Christian background. So one would think when I was dying, and everyone thought I was dying, including the doctor, everyone, that I would have seen Jesus, I would have seen angels. What I saw was a series of geometric designs. And when I would say, I don't want to die, I would see, and I see them clearly now, there's no way I can explain them. But I saw a pattern that told me, okay, kid, if you die, here's the word, the world will go on without you. Okay. But then after a series, I saw, you know, and again, this sounds pretentious, but hear me out. I saw, for me, the meaning of life, the meaning of history, the meaning of everything. And to me, it saw that there was a plan. Now, I see it clearly. I can describe it. I don't claim to have that ability, folks. I don't claim to see that now, and I can't give you a revelation.
It sounds like a DMT experience, like your body flooded you with dimethyltryptamine.
Yeah, okay, you can say that explanation. But I think, you know, yeah, okay. So there was a chemical response. But at any rate, seeing what I think were the building blocks, you know, of reality was what told me that the names we give to our various philosophies are useful to certain individuals at certain time. The names we give to our religious expressions are useful to certain people at certain times, but there is a oneness. There is a oneness that we are all a part of. There's only one reality. There's only one faith. There's only one. And it supersedes the entire and absorbs itself into the entire species. We are one. We recognize that we are creatures of the light rather than of the darkness. And that's what I saw, which was meaningful to me. And seeing those patterns, those symbols, rather than entities. Now, later on then, I was in another reality. The type of beautiful reality I liked, where there were horses and valleys and popcorn machines and, you know, just the wonderful people laughing and talking and being kind and loving. During the 5 days when I was unconscious and obviously did not die, but a part of me died, and that was the, you know, the solidly pattern of life that was probably had been set for me, and an entire change and alteration and a true realization of what I was to do and what I was to be.
Wow. That's pretty heavy for an 11-year-old to go through.
Yeah. And I tried. When I came back, I realized, well, it is true, just as everyone tells me, I should be a pastor when I grow up. And
well, in a way, you are.
Well, in a way, I am. I prefer to say shaman.
Yeah, shaman, but, which is, I mean, people look up to you, and they look up to your life experience and your wisdom. And you have a lot of lessons that you share through your work and Sherry as well. And there's a real correlation there.
We have to do the break now. We have to do the break now. Brother okay. Steiger, we've got to do the break now. And then we'll continue with our final segment. Brad Steiger joins Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to dreamhost.com/radio, dreamhost.com/radio.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Just think here, there's going to be a recording someday where all the people who have ever said the stinger, the Paracast, will be put in one room or a virtual room. We'll put it together. We'll put some music behind it. Chris will play 27 different instruments, and it'll be a hit record.
It will be.
In the old days, of course, you had the Mothers of Invention and Frank Zappa doing Susie Cream Cheese. We will do the Paracast and the Mothers of Devolution or something like that. I don't know. It sounds almost like Devo.
I think it'd be the Mothers of Prevention.
Yeah. I just wanted to add one thing. As I said, I became convinced then that I was to go into the ministry, and I went to a Christian college, and all the Bible department thought that I, too, was going to the seminary. But the more I talked about my experiences, I realized that in the conventional reality of the church at that time, I hope there's been growth, they didn't want to hear about I went to another heaven and came back, because that was looked upon really as almost blasphemous. And I thought that I would be in the pulpit, and I would be saying, folks, everything that has been promised is true. But I realized at that time, back in the 50s, that would not be an acceptable message. There is only one. Yeah, there's right. And there's only one path, and there's only one way that one can get to heaven. And that was clearly outlined by the doctrines and dogma of the church. So that's when I realized that, you know, the type of spirituality, you know, that I would be talking about and sharing would be a universal spirituality in which we emphasize the oneness. There's only one life force. There's only one species. There's only one reality, and there's only one spirit, and we are all a part of it. And people, some people who resonate with that, and some people are still offended because moving away from the various doctrines. Now, if those doctrines give you strength and give you courage to face the world as it is with its many dangers and obstacles, then that is wonderful in the path you should follow. But I hope that part of everyone recognizes that they are not superior to anyone. They do not have a greater truth than anyone. And life is kind of like our friend Gina Cherminara would say. She was a semanticist as well as writing about spiritual matters. That life is like a great spiritual cafeteria. And there is not one true food. You select what you can digest and what works for you. There is no one true food. So if someone comes and says, your plate is wrong.
It's a smorgasbord.
Right. It is a spiritual smorgasbord. You got it.
Chris, any questions left from our audience?
Yeah. There's one left that I think is a good one. And I think it really kind of sums up a lot of people who are, you know, sitting on the fence or a little bit skeptical about a lot of these types of subject matter that you've written extensively about and that we cover here on the Paracast. We do have quite a healthily open-minded but skeptical audience, I might say, in a lot of sense. And the question is from Burnt State again. If there are actual messages that this other wants to get across to us, why aren't they more explicit, and why aren't they directed at humanity instead of getting muddled up with contactees and individuals where the message often destabilizes into ridiculousness or the need to form human cults of worship? Shouldn't they pick a more reliable way to communicate?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? Or one of the big questions.
Well, it's a conditioning process, number one.
Yeah, it is a conditioning process. We have centuries of conditioning that we have to cut through. And I think the message, if you look at the message, it's consistent. My book, Revelation of the Divine Fire, I tried to show there the consistency of the central message of Revelation that has come to prophets. Now, again, many people have tried to make prophecy profitable, haven't they? And they've set up various institutions throughout history to charge people certain sums for them to interpret the prophecy. The answers are within, always within. And I think that's what the message has always been, to look within, examine yourself, to your own self be true, etc., etc., etc. But it's going to take a long time to shed this conditioning process that's been going on for centuries. But if you look at what we call the holy books, if you will, of all cultures, you see they're all saying the same. They have the same message, but we have human interpreters. And that's what we have to somehow, in the moments of silence, in the moment, to recognize that these are all individual mystical experiences. William James, in his Varieties of Religious Experience mentions that. And I think it's something we should always remember, that all of these experiences, all of the experiences that we mentioned in the other, are examples of the individual mystical experience. The truth and the meaning lies always in the individual. Not in theologies, not in doctrines, not in dogma, but in the individual mystical experience, the oneness, the unanimity of that.
An interesting sum up. So Brad Steiger, what's next on the agenda? You got another 25 books we're going to see soon?
It's a time, Gene, old friend, to kind of evaluate, to carefully assess what the next project will be. We think, forgive a little bit of ego, that Real Encounters is a very special book to us. We hope it will be to to many others. And then it's a time of reevaluation and reflection. But my friend, you shall be among the first to know what the next project is.
Indeed, you'll have the autographed copy and we'll be ready to go. For
ready
our listeners who want to know more about all the stuff Brad Steiger does, do you have a website or something you can point them to?
Yes, we have the website, which you so graciously put on your website. It's www.BradAndSherry.com. We also have a Brad Steiger Facebook now.
All right.
People can check that out for try to keep people informed as to what we're doing.
All right. And the book, by the way, is called Real Encounters, Different Dimensions and Otherworldly Beings. Brad Steiger and Sherry Hansen Steiger. It's a thick book, folks. Okay?
It's yep, well worth the read.
Press, and it's very well printed, very well presented, lots and lots of illustrations. I'm looking at it now. Seriously, I really have it here. Speaking of books, our own Chris O'Brien is putting the finishing touches on Stalking the Herd, a definitive look at cattle mutilations. I know he's going to send a copy autographed to Brad Steiger.
I certainly am.
I will do a review of it.
I would love that. Boy, I'd be honored.
I've got to, Sherry says, to remember her to your dear wife. And we think fondly of your son. And we think fondly of you always, Gene. And Chris, nice to get to know you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Let me just tell our listeners that you can find more of Chris O'Brien's stuff at OurStrangePlanet.com. Once again, that's OurStrangePlanet.com. We are on Facebook, too. There are two Paracast fan clubs there. On Twitter, we are the Paracast. Or if you go to theparacast.com, you'll learn a lot more. Brad Steiger again, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Always my pleasure, guys. Take care.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.